Hi there, I'm excited to be here to announce a brand new feature that we're just delivering today. And that feature is Managed Disks. Managed Disks are an amazing new capability that we've just launched. They really bring the power of PaaS and the agility of PaaS to the control that you get normally with infrastructure as a service or virtual machines. And so what they do is they basically abstract away the storage account. So you don't see any of the storage when you're creating your VMs. You don't have to manage your storage account. You just create your VMs, the disks appear, we manage them for you. You don't have to worry about scale. You don't have to worry about whether you're filling up your account too much. All of that is taken care of for you. What we've also announced today is the ability to scale VM scale sets out to 1,000 when using these managed disks. So now, because we're taking care of all that scale and all that management, we now let you go to much bigger units, 10 times the size of today, out to 1,000 for VM scale sets. So without further ado, let me actually show you what this looks like. And so here I'm logged in and I am using the new CLI. And so if you take a look here, it's got some nice ASCII art here at the top and I can deploy, and this is the new CLI 2.0 preview. And with this, very, very easy. I'm going to create a virtual machine with two data disks attached. Now normally this would be quite a long command. You got to put in your storage account and all this. Let me just show you exactly what this looks like, putting it into my show MDs resource group. I'm going to call it showmdvm. Okay, let's use Ubuntu this time. Okay, and I'm going to create it with the two data disks actually. And those two will be sizes 10 and 20. And I'm going to say no wait on this one just because I got some things to do in the command prompt. So with that very, very simple command, just again listing out the two sizes, a 10 gigabytes, and 20 gigabyte disks, and then of course the OS disk, it's all taken care of for me, and that simple command launches the entire thing. And so right now that's going to go ahead and deploy, and once that deploys, I can go and connect into that VM and play around, and those disks will be there. Now, the beautiful thing, as I mentioned, I can also now create massive scale-out VM scale sets, 1,000 instances, with just a very, very simple command. So let me show you what this looks like. If I just go azvmss create, and then I go in and use the same resource group. Let's give it a name, vmss 1000 md1, let's say. Image, I'm going to use Ubuntu again. And then let's go very simple instance count, 1,000. And so with that very simple command, you can see just a few parameters and I have 1,000 VMs running, each with a terabyte of storage attached to it. Unbelievable, one single click. And away I go. And this will now take a few minutes to actually spin up. As you can see, it's churning behind the scenes. All right. So let me add on top of this a very quick, you saw now what the CLI looks like. Now let me spin over to the portal experience. So portal experience, of course, what's a good infrastructure demo without showing a VM create? So let me kind of quickly run in here. And so I go into compute just like I normally would, and I hit create here. And so as part of that, I do the normal setup. So Cori VM, and I'm going to use premium storage. My username will be Cori. My password, I will not tell you, but it will be complex enough that you will never guess it. Resource group, let's do Cori MD demo. Okay, and let's put this one in. Yeah, let's go North Central, good enough. Okay, let's go then size selection. Okay, let's go DSV2, okay, great. DSV2 V2, here we go. And then you can see right here, very, very top, use managed disk. So you see I say no, and I've got the storage account. I've got to pick a storage account to manage it. I say yes. And voila, the storage account is gone, and I can create the rest of this as I normally would, but without any storage management whatsoever. And so let me show you what that actually looks like on a running VM. So here I've actually got one up and running, and it's got two attached disks. And so if I click down here and say disks, You'll see I can see now I've got my iOS disk that was auto-created for me. Then I have two data disks that were each created as part of a very simple create operation. So if I click into the OS disk, you can see this experience. I can see the disk state. I can see the size that I'm running, the IOPS limit. So all the details are here because this is a first-class object. So this is a top-level object in the Azure Resource Manager. It means I can even go in here and change access control. I can make sure that, you know, Rick or other people I may not trust can't get access to these disks. So that's another powerful thing. Prior to this, you couldn't actually give that control. Now with these disks, because they are that high level object, you can lock them down at the access control, the resource role-based access control. And so from there, even something super cool as I'm running this one, let's say I created it with standard. Now I can easily switch it over to premium and hit save, and this will convert the OS disk without any other changes on this VM to premium storage. And so you saw a bunch of really cool things right there. You saw very simple creation of a VM without a storage account, fully managed for you. You saw massive scale out to 1,000. And of course, you saw the ability to configure and change things as part of managed disk, configure the account type, and of course, give role-based access control to that image. The capabilities that we're exposing as part of infrastructure as a service bring some of the things you'd expect from PaaS, easy management, very big scale, right to the VM experience. And so hopefully you enjoyed this and hopefully you go play with Managed Disk. They are available today in general availability. Go have a good time and thanks for your time. I'll see you later.